Today, the good news, bad news on unemployment. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to our latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. The ABS released their latest employment data today. This is one important, if rear-view, measure of the economy. And they've reported that the trend unemployment rate remained at 5.1% for the third consecutive month, while the seasonally adjusted unemployment rate remained steady at 5.2% in May 2019. So, no dramas there. But the moving parts are not necessarily so hot. Underemployment was up to 8.6%, while the total hours worked fell 0.3%. And there was a rise in jobs by 42,300, but mainly these were part-time jobs, which helps to explain the rising underemployment. The results are perhaps muddied by ABS sample rotation and possibly temporary work associated with the election, so we need to watch the data next month too. And while the count of jobs rose, the hours worked weakened, contracting by 0.3% in the month, and this is a weird contradiction. Unemployment has drifted higher in 2019, up from 5% at the start of the year, having fallen last year from 5.5% to 5.0% by September. And across the states, there are considerable variations, with trend unemployment up by 0.1% in the Australian Capital Territory, but steady in all of the other states and territories. The ACT reported an annual rate of 3.9% unemployment, New South Wales 4.4%, the Northern Territories 4.5%, Victoria 4.7%, Queensland 6%, Western Australia 6.2%, and Tasmania at 6.6%. Nationally, the participation rate rose to a new level, up to 66%, from 65.9% in April and 65.7% in March. Now, this suggests that there is still considerable slack in the labour market, and many are only taking part-time roles, which is not good for income growth ahead. The underemployment rate is also trending higher, rising to 8.6%, up from 8.5% in April and from a low of 8.1% in February. And that's back to the levels seen in the second half of 2017. These mixed results may in part be due to the sample rotation issues. The ABS said that in original terms, the incoming rotation group in May 2019 had a higher employment to population ratio than the group it replaced, 64% in May, compared with 62.3% in April, and was higher than the ratio for the entire sample at 62.9%. So once again, there is noise in the data from the ABS. And that said, at the moment, jobs growth momentum remains robust. Employment is 2.9% higher than a year ago, with full-time employment up by 3.1% and part-time some 2.4% higher. And over the past 6 months, jobs growth has turned to 2.7% annualised. But ahead, we think jobs momentum may slow as the economy weakens. In the year to mid-2018, domestic demand rose by 3.2%. It slowed to 1.8% annualised over the second half of the year, and then slumped to only 0.6% annualised in the first quarter of 2019. Now, the RBA is saying the unemployment rate needs to be down towards 4.5% or below to lift wages growth higher. And that is, in the scheme of things, a very big ask. Before I go, a quick reminder, our next live stream event is scheduled for next Tuesday at 8 p.m. Sydney time. You can join the chat live to ask a question, or send one in beforehand using the DFA blog. The links are in the comments below. Mark your diary, and I look forward to seeing you on the live show. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.